Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
B. Mitch Finley, 106.7 The Fan. I'm out west. It's 8 a.m. for me right now. We landed late. I did get to catch up with Pete last night, B. It was his, it's his birthday today. Happy birthday,
Pete Haley.
Yeah, dude. So he worked the Rams game last night. And our hotels were like, they were.
That's why he sounded like that earlier today. Yeah.
No, B, the damn connection.
No. You still sound a little groggy, dog. So that's I know what I'm talking about. And I just had an SC call you an SC.
You had an SC call me an SC. Yeah. Ricky Irvin, Southern California.
No, a space cadet called you a space cadet.
Who's the other space cadet?
Scotty.
I mean,
Scotty said that dude's a space cadet. JP, when I said that was a tarp, it's plastic, dog. It's tarp.
It's not a tarp, dude. I'm looking at it.
Bro, I'm telling you what it is. They're putting the rocks on top of it, and they got those other buckets to hold the thing down.
But it dissolves into the roof. Like, it's not a tarp. Like, there's no edge to it.
Whatever it is, it's something that's holding it down till they put the rocks on top of it. I'm telling you.
Okay. Fine. I mean, for wild card Scotty to call somebody a space cadet, it's pretty
I'm sad. Space cadet called you a space cadet.
Now I want to get into this injury report. There's a lot for us to discuss. Brian, you know I'm not a coffee guy. But you know, just by the time I landed last night was like 1 a.m. our time. So I'm running on little sleep.
All right.
And I went down to the little market during the commercial break and I got myself a kickstart.
A car?
Kickstart B?
Kickstart is made by a Gatorade or somebody, isn't it?
It's Mountain Dew. At least the one I have.
Mountain Dew Kickstart. Yeah, yeah. So you should get your
I don't know what to make of this drink. It
gets you moving.
It's 5% juice, they proudly advertise. It's got caffeine, 5% juice, B and C vitamins.
Yeah.
So one thing that sucks, which at this point I kind of wonder if it's not just a straight up cash grab, is how they don't let you bring drinks. I'm not saying alcohol, but like you can't bring a bottle of water through security at the airport, right?
Yeah. You can buy it at their place.
I know, and they jack you for it. But yeah. So I'm, you know, I like Celsius in the morning. I like peach vibe Celsius in the morning. That's like I buy it by the case at home, so I have it every morning. I have one of them a day. Save me with your spiels to all you fake internet doctors. But so they were selling it at Dulles last night during my 90-minute delay. And I was like, I wonder if I should buy one here. Then I know I will have it in the morning. But I wondered, B, and I'm curious if you know, or maybe I'm an idiot for even like thinking about this. Can you buy like a pressurized drink and fly with it and it be okay after the flight? You know what I'm saying?
You mean like something in a can?
Yeah.
They ship beer all over the country, dog.
That's a great point.
Those sodas that you, the sodas and the Celsius? They don't make those Celsius here in the Navy Yard.
Yeah, but I thought most of that stuff gets shipped on trucks.
I don't think they're going to ship everything on trucks.
Okay. So I should have bought it. All right. Yeah. Good to know. Instead, I'm drinking Kickstart.
Let me ask you a question.
Ask me anything.
Have you ever asked someone to give you a soda on an airplane?
Now you've got a point. Now you're on to
something. So you know what? I'm going, hey, Scotty, I'm high-fiving you, dog. He's a space cadet.
Listen, if the allegation is I'm a space cadet, I'm not here to fight it, just so we're clear.
I'm sure you've had a Red Bull on the airplane.
Yeah. I mean, Brian, B, you'll be shocked to know I may have had some club soda yesterday on an airplane. I'm not saying what I mixed it with.
Oh, boy.
I want to talk injuries because it's – all right. Yesterday, the Commanders ruled Terry McLaurin, Noah Brown, and Sam Cosmi out. They ruled them out. They did not travel this week to L.A. The Commanders came out here last night. I came out here last night. Their flight had significantly fewer delays than mine did. But whatever, we've all arrived, right?
Uh-huh.
Terry, Noah, Cosmi are out.
Expect the Cosmi to be out. I expect Terry to be out.
I agree. I don't think I'm starting to think Cosmi might not be back until the Dallas game. Maybe it's the Bears game, you know, in today's Friday, Sunday to Sunday, 7. I guess the Bears game is, what, 13th? 9 days away?
13th.
Okay, that's an easier way to do it. So 10 days away. Today's the 3rd.
There you go.
I think at the earliest we see Cosmi is the Bears game. I think Cosmi's recovery is pretty damn remarkable. He blew out his knee in that Detroit game. That's barely 8 months ago.
Yeah.
Like, that's a significant injury. That's a big man coming back from it. It's one thing to get him back at practice, but now he's got to practice. He's got to get used to blocking dudes. There are steps to that recovery.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't expect to see Terry. Yesterday was the first time I physically laid eyes on Terry when he was out there just on the side field during practice. What do you make of Noah Brown, B? Because I want to be clear that there are two sides to this coin, right?
Uh-huh.
They did not put Noah on IR. He's now missed 3 games. And in 3 games, you can really kind of question, okay, would you not be better off with a roster spot here and putting this player on IR?
Well, I think if they are not putting him on IR and giving up that roster spot, they have a lot of confidence in what he can do. And he's a little different than every other receiver on that roster.
How much of a difference does the extra day next week, because it is a Monday night game, like, do you think when they were deciding on an IR spot for Noah, whenever that was, a couple weeks ago,
mm-hmm.
or actually, let's backtrack from that, because maybe that wasn't the discussion then. With Noah Brown, do you think they thought this was a 3-week maybe 4-week, maybe 2-week injury, and they just weren't sure of the severity? Do you think they thought this would be shorter, and that's why they never considered IR? Or do you think it was like, all right, well, that 4th game is the Bears, where this dude caught a Hail Mary last year, and it's a Monday nighter, so we get a little extra rest. Like, do you think that was all part of the consideration?
Can't for sure tell you that. Don't know. I just think it's a situation where they felt like he's not going to be. I think they probably felt he would have been back sooner than now. And that's probably why they didn't put him on IR.
It's also like when they made the decision to not put Noah on IR, they didn't know Terry was going to get hurt. That to me is like the bigger, what, you know, one thing, that all these things happen and exist in a silo, and then mm-hmm. the silos get stacked up across a field. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. Beyond the Noah IR discussion, because I think you can see a lot of different angles on that, right?
Mm-hmm.
The injury list coming in here is still significant. Now, the fact that you're getting Jaden Daniels back outweighs arguably everything else. I heard you mention earlier that you're excited to see them get Bates back, and that could really help offensively.
Yep.
Sanders still, two straight days, Wednesday and Thursday, DNP with a knee. Debo, two straight days, DNP with a heel. How do you feel about, we'll start with Mikey.
A knee where at a cornerback position, especially at a slot position where you got to go both ways, that one worries me a little. Debo, I saw Debo walking into the bubble yesterday. I didn't see one bit of a limp. I think Debo is going to be good to go.
So, it's interesting. I don't think either player. What do you think of Mikey then? We'll do the Debo and then Mikey, and then we'll talk about the group.
Well, I said the thing about Mikey. I said Mikey would playing the position he plays. If he has a knee injury, that troubles me a little bit. I don't know for sure if he'll be able to go.
I think both guys play this weekend. Do you?
I hope he's healthy to go. But
Debo, feel good about Debo.
Debo, yes.
About Mikey.
I'm questioning Mikey. Yeah.
So a little later this afternoon, they practice at 1:20, I believe, is the time, p.m. Pacific time. So whatever that is, 4:30 roughly at home, at the L.A. Coliseum, which is a pretty cool venue. I've been to the Coliseum a couple times, so I'm excited to go watch practice from there. And we'll see what happens. I don't think Dan Quinn, DQ, would let either guy go if they don't practice all week. Do you think maybe Debo has hit like a veteran level where he can not practice all week and still play?
I think I just think his whole makeup is that type of way. Some guys have a makeup where, you know, they may not be able to be out there, but they'll be ready to go. These are two different people, two totally different sizes.
Sure.
I look at Debo more like a Gary Clark than I look at him like others. You know what I mean? Well, I told you Gary wouldn't go, and then all of a sudden go in the game and would just ball the hell out.
Yeah.
So I see Debo on that type of mindset.
Gary, it was Hammies, right? It was always his Hammy that held him up?
Totally.
I agree with you on Debo. I feel good about him playing. I just wonder how healthy he is, you know? Like, guys play, and they play through stuff. Mm-hmm. And we kind of saw this with Debo and San Fran. People love to point to injuries with Debo and San Fran, and they're really – he didn't miss a lot of games, but I think he was impacted by injuries.
But this thing they're saying is a heel. Yep. And normally those heel injuries, it comes down to can you handle the pain?
What usually is that? You just get – You land
like,
on it
like
funny?
Landing funny, or you know the plantar fascia that attached to the heel into that little part like in the mid part of your foot. So it could be something like that. That could be inflamed.
Elsewhere on the injury report, like to me, Brown, Cosme, Terry is not really a surprise. Certainly, Cosme and Terry is not a surprise at all. I think you're hoping because you have Monday Night Football in week six and you get a little extra rest, I think you're really hopeful to get definitely Noah and then probably Terry back for that.
Mm-hmm.
The Debo Mikey stuff, I think is I don't want to be hyperbolic. Like maybe it's not alarming, but it is absolutely something to pay attention to when we're out at practice this afternoon and just kind of curious of what's going to happen here. We're all aware of the explosive plays. Joe Witt talked about it extensively yesterday. I do think getting Percy Butler back on the field would help the organization. Mm-hmm. 2 days, Percy's been limited with a hip. Now, I've talked to Percy, honestly, multiple times throughout him dealing with his injury and when he missed last week. We were actually joking about Greg. And how Percy wanted to go fishing. But with a speed guy, with a defensive back like Butler trying to come back from injury, being on there with a hip, does that give you pause, or just when the body's ready, it's ready?
When it's ready, it's ready. You know, it's like you get hit, you get funny. Like him having a hip injury was funny to me.
Why?
Because, like, mostly defensive backs don't normally get hip injuries. Did he get hit, land wrong, what? You know, that's the whole thing. I don't normally – I rarely hear safeties and DBs, like cornerbacks, with hip injuries. So that's like an odd injury to me.
That's actually fair. A hip injury sound is a hip injury the oldest person-sounding injury there is?
Nah, it's the thing about when you go to tackle somebody, you can get caught stressed in a different way. You might get some friendly fire. Somebody might catch you instead of catching the other person.
What do you think is the oldest sounding injury? I think it might be hip. Back?
Back.
Like when you hear of an old person
back,
that is.
Because you say, man, my back killing me, man. What happened? Man, I don't know. I just sneezed and my back hurting.
Doctor, you know, said I need a backyotomy.
That's not like an old person thing, the back.
Jeff, when the kids make fun of you on the internet, do they think you have a hip injury or a back injury? No, B, I think Jeff is talking about the playground on the internet. He's not talking about an actual playground.
Yeah, it's called.
So they don't see you, they already call you old?
No, it's because my man is bald. So,
but you are bald.
Yeah, so when they see a bald man playing a game, they be like, oh, yeah, they said, I bet he bald in real life.
Put one with your hair. See, they really think you're old then.
Oh, no.
You made an avatar with a bald dude?
Yeah,
I'm
bald.
He can't make it with like a horseshoe stadium.
No, why would I have a player with locks in his head?
I guess that's fair. That'd be really like fantasizing about something you don't have.
Yeah, and I just like my bald head, you know? I want it on the game.
Happy for you.
It shine on the game and in real life.
What do you think the oldest sounding injury is? Hip or back?
Definitely the hip.
Yo, yeah. Old people are like, oh, my trick hip.
Yeah, because you can hurt your back by lifting weights or something.
Nah, but if most people that complain about their back and they say they did absolutely nothing to old people.
Yeah, I think B got more experience with that.
My back don't hurt me.
My back hurts. I have consistent lower right back pain.
You need to stretch.
Ooh. I don't take care of myself, Jeff. There's a lot of things I need to do.
I mean,
I'm trying to eat this yogurt, Jeff.
Don't
give me a break.
Run like every morning or every other morning?
Dog.
So say.
I've not been saying that lately.
Like the old people say, Jeff, so say.
I've not been saying that lately. I tried to run the other day and there was a damn incline on it. The incline can bust in my ass, B. Lanville, what do you think is the oldest sounding injury, hip or back?
It's definitely hip. Like, what a hip pointer, I think, is the oldest thing you can have.
I think a hip pointer happens to athletic people.
Old people don't get hip pointers.
Sounds old, though. Doesn't matter.
I think old people don't get hip pointers. Breaking your hip is the oldest sounding thing. Because I don't know this. I'm sure we could do some research, which we won't. I don't know that anyone under the age of 70 has ever broken their hip. I think, like, when you break your hip, you're typically retired and living in a golf cart community in northern Florida.
Hip.
Do you agree, Brian?
Yeah, I don't know, man. I'm just saying that back thing. I hear so many people talk about their back. And like, what happened? I was asleep.
Doctor said I need a backiotomy. If you want good news on the injury report, Jaden Daniels is his name. Nobody go anywhere. You're listening to B. Mitchell Finley. We're going to talk a little Terps football coming up at 11:45.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly you know what why people it's not, outside of Cleveland you know, think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Smooth waters now. It is a Scotty's Vodka Red Bull Friday, brought to you by Scotty's Vodka, Maryland made, super smooth, loved throughout the DMV, and now available in select Virginia ABC stores. Lambeau, how much do you think me and B-Mitch talking about Scotty's every week got Scotty's into Virginia ABC stores? Because I don't think it was 0%.
I'm not sure how much credit we deserve, but I feel like we should take all of it.
B said 99.9. I think that's fair.
Yep. Yeah.
That's basically all of it.
Brian, how much do you think the one piece of advice I offered consumers that wanted Scotty's in Virginia that Lambeau had to hit the dump button on me, how much do you think that piece of advice is the reason Scotty's is now for sale in Virginia?
Zero.
99.9?
Zero.
Okay. Well, we'll have to let the fates decide. Jaden Daniels, Brian, is back after 2 weeks off. Got injured in the game against the Packers. Knee sprain is all we've been told. I had heard LCL. People have heard lots of different things. A knee sprain, in whatever capacity, it's either very severe or very...
Yeah. Come on. Say the word, Jay. Say it, bro. Get it.
Insignificant.
Yeah, yeah.
Whatever. On some level, it's a bit of a tear. Whether it's a minute, microscopic, or a massive, yo, that joint is torn, tear. Mm-hmm. I certainly think for Jaden, it's far towards the microscopic area. What do you expect in his first game back, B?
I think I'm gonna see you're gonna see a little bit of all. I mean, I don't think it's gonna change him up much. As I watched him on the videos I saw yesterday, I didn't see a lot of limp with the brace. I ain't seen no limp actually with the brace. You can just see the brace there, but you don't see any limp. So I expect him to be the same guy. You might not see that big brace. You may see a smaller brace. You never know. A lot of people practice in a bigger one than they normally play with.
Yeah.
Sound a little weird what I just said, right? That was a little weird, bro. Damn.
I want to ask the boys in the aquarium on this because there's obviously, you know, a lot of moving parts here. Lambeau, what are your expectations for Jaden's first game back after two games with the knee injury?
I think that he will probably play a little more cautious than we're used to him seeing. I kind of think that's natural when you're coming back from an injury. Particularly, you know, a lot of people think that it has to do with kind of maybe the number of hits that he takes when he runs the ball. So I think that he probably won't run as much, which is a little disappointing because we heard yesterday from Matt Money Smith that the Chargers can't stop it when the quarterback runs. So that's right. A bit of a bummer. But yeah, I think I'll take it a little easy, you know, maybe be a little more cautious. To kind of just make sure that he can stay out there the whole game. I think that's probably the right thing to do, too.
See, I just don't know that Jaden's that kind of guy. I don't think a cautious Jaden Daniels exists.
I think he goes into the game with the mindset of being cautious until he sees the situation. But I think one thing about him, the kid seems to, would he begin... He say, I know I have to be more careful unless the game is on the line. I think in ordinary situation, he'll try to take care of himself. A game on the line situation, I don't think he even knows what he'll possibly try and do. And I don't think that's a stretch to say something like that.
I agree with that. Jeff, what are you expecting? Jaden back on the field.
My honest opinion, I think he's about to go out here and – I think he's coming for revenge, and not against the Chargers, of course, because it wouldn't be no revenge. But he's been out.
They're your second team.
They were, but Jaden has missed 2 weeks, and I think he's ready. He's ready to play now. I hope to see that the offense is moving. That's what I want to see. But I'm expecting him to come out there and ball. He's a competitor. That's why we love him. So I think he's going to go out there and ball out.
Will be interesting to see. I think he's got a real opportunity. I think you'd really like the entire offense to look good. For me, it's about possessing the football. If you looked at what the Niners did so well last night, not to say that that's a direct comparison, right? Like the Niners and the Rams are two different teams than the Commanders and the Chargers. But when the internet was working on the airplane and I watched the first quarter, the Niners just had the ball the whole time. It honestly reminded me of how Atlanta just possessed the ball the entire time last week against Washington.
Yeah.
And you'd like to see Washington get in that zone where they're picking up first downs and the time of possession is just dominant. And it really – that really changes the operation for the opposing team. And I think – dude, B, did you notice last night SoFi Stadium was all Niners fans? Did you notice that on the broadcast
at
all?
Yeah, you can hear it too.
Tomorrow, it may not be as one-sided. Chargers fans don't really exist, man. Like – The people that were actually fans of this team are pissed they left San Diego. People in LA, I'm looking at Los Angeles right now. You know what you got? Palm trees. I can see the Pacific Ocean. Just beautiful scenery. A ton of buckets on a roof for whatever reason. They're just not that locked in. Like SoFi Stadium is going much like Atlanta last week, I would say, Brian. And I you and I talked about it before the game. Mercedes-Benz Stadium yesterday, or last week rather, was ready to erupt for the Commanders.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, offensively, they couldn't get much done early, and defensively, got nothing done the whole game, so the eruption never really came. But that stadium was ready to erupt for the Burgundy and Gold.
Got it.
You're going to have the exact same situation on Sunday in L.A.
Mm.
You are. You're going to have... The way I look at this, you're going to have like 35% Charger fans, actual Charger fans. Then another like 20% indifferent Los Angeles people that are at a game for an event. And by my math, that leaves you about 40-45% Commanders fans. Because I think they'll be there. I know you've got the big rally tomorrow night.
Yep.
Tell people where it is. I don't remember... Where
Tom's Watch Bar on Figueroa.
There you go. Tom's Watch Bar. I'm going to try to go to this thing tonight. What time is it? I'm trying to look it up. If somebody has the information about the thing tonight, send it to me. I think it's Summer's Sports Bar in Manhattan Beach. I believe that's what it's called. Many, many years ago, that is actually where I met Uncle Don. If you remember Don, B, that's where I first met Don. So I don't know. Somebody send me the information because I think there's something tonight that I'm going to try to attend in Manhattan Beach that is like a Commanders festival, if you will. The fans are going to be there. You need a good performance early offensively. And you need this defense to show up, B. Like some of this isn't that complicated.
Oh, definitely.
That's how you start better on the road, and it's what they need to do. When we come back, speaking of a team with a big opportunity, the 4-0 Maryland Terrapins are hosting the Washington Huskies this weekend. First time Washington's ever been to the University of Maryland. Our friend Joe LeBoux from the Terps Athletic Department joins us next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah, you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Party rock, baby. It is a Scotty's Vodka Red Bull Friday. Listen, it's Friday, and a lot of our focus is on Sunday. Commanders taking on the Chargers out here in Los Angeles. I'm watching as the sun is rising on the West Coast. Shaping up to be a beautiful day in Southern California. It usually is. You know where else it's going to be a beautiful day? College Park, Maryland. Tomorrow, Saturday, the Terps, 4-0, undefeated, stud freshman quarterback Malik Washington hosting the Washington Huskies. Joining us now is my friend Joe LeBou from the Maryland Athletic Department. Joe Boo, what up, dude?
What's going on, man? This is fun to talk to you in an official capacity. This is a good time, man. How you been?
I am good, brother. I am good. So, dude, I wanted to add, so people understand this. Like, we had Jim Smith, the Terps' new athletic director, on the line maybe last week. And, you know, Jim's coming from where he worked for the Falcons. He worked for Ohio State. Like, he chose to come to Maryland. You worked for the Capitals. You worked for the Skins. You worked for the Panthers. You chose to come back to Maryland. What are you guys trying to build in College Park and get that athletic department really kind of humming?
Championship culture. You know, I came back because, and I've told people this, JP, like, it's not aspirational. I mean, you and I, when we were here, we were on the top of the mountain in a lot of sports. We mean something to the DMV. We mean something to alum and fans. And I think, you know, having been in the professional side for 24 years, we are that old. having an opportunity to come back and make a legitimate impact at a place that I care about, my friends care about, my family cares about, is the opportunity of a lifetime. And with the evolving landscape of college athletics, you know, we're the right people for the role.
What is it that makes us feel like this is the right time for things to start hitting at University of Maryland?
Yeah, you know, we've got an amazing alumni base. We're in the most powerful region in the country. We play in what we consider to be the best conference in the country. And, you know, you've seen the talent coming through here. You've seen all of the ingredients are here to put Maryland on a map locally and nationally. And there's so much opportunity. And anytime you want to take a shot at something, you look at sort of risk reward. And for me, yeah, there's a little bit of risk, but man, the reward is just so great. Mm-hmm. And you'll see it. I mean, we've got a freshman quarterback, local guy, doing big things. Who doesn't want to be a part of that? You know, the basketball team coming off that, it sort of woke up everybody. It woke up me in Charlotte last year. You know, the group text, people I went to school with, everyone was talking about
you and I,
Maryland basketball again. Yeah, it's right. You and I were texting back and forth for sure. I mean, like, you know, that stuff is why we do what we do, right? And to be able to now be right here, sort of woven in the fabric, is pretty amazing.
Dude, how difficult is the new college sports landscape? Like, just how complicated? I don't know the right way to describe it, but just, like, what is your day-to-day like trying to just cope, I suppose?
You make it sound so difficult. I don't think it's as difficult as some may think, because again, from my perspective, you know, the priorities are the priorities, and that's to deliver best in class fan experience, best in class environment for our student athletes, make sure from a reputational standpoint, University of Maryland's, you know, the best in class. Those were all things that we did day in and day out where we were before, you know. Every decision you make, you know, you stand to be criticized or applauded for it. You have to weigh those things out. And for me, you know, I look at it from a revenue standpoint. You know, how do we become resourced in a better way? And I think the sort of wild, wild west part of this is people's understanding of how do I become involved? You know, what is NIL? What is rev share? Are they the same? I don't get it, you know, and just letting people know there are several ways to be involved. You can buy tickets and show up tomorrow, you know, and that investment is going right back into the university. It's going right back into our facilities. It's going right back into rosters and out. So you do play that role. And there's a little bit different value prop than the pro side, you know, and that's what's exciting about this too. So for me, I think just prioritizing, getting people here, getting them engaged, and then the secret sauce, JPs, you know, it's like getting them to come back, getting them to feel great about Maryland. You know, if we're gonna press the foot down on the revenue side, we want to make sure that value is reciprocated, and that's what we're doing. So the first 2 months here has been just evaluating what we've been doing, what's working, where the opportunities are, where are some early wins. You know, getting a sellout tomorrow, that's a massive early win for us. But a lot of little things behind the scenes too that maybe people don't notice, but you know, sort of some of the parts that a lot of things are happening.
How much fun are you having getting all this stuff done? And like, I mean, it's like a first for a lot of people. It's a first for a lot of programs. But if you do it right, it can be something that lasts a long time.
That's it. I mean, it's all about the impact. I mean, for me, there's a professional piece to it, but a lot of it's personal too. And you're right. The impact is great. And if you can impact a place you care about, what better way to spend your day and your time? Because as you guys both know, this industry is a grind. You know, you're away from your family quite a bit. It's 24/7, 365. As much as you want to unplug, it's impossible. So, you know, you want to make sure you're at a place that you love and you believe in. You know, somebody told me a long time ago, the biggest thing of sales is believing in your product, and there's no product I believe in more than the University of Maryland.
I mean, hell, you were B, you want to know something about Joe Boo?
What you got?
Unlike me, Joe Boo and I would go to the bars frequently. We would go out a lot, but Joe was able to maintain what, a 4.0, like a 3.7?
Yeah.
My GPA was a little bit different.
I thought you were going to tell everybody how great of a flag football athlete I was. You know, 4 titles in 4 years, Harry.
Pretty elite, pretty elite. He's got quicks, B. He's got quicks. How close is that thing to a sellout tomorrow? Is it sold out?
We're less than 2,000 seats away. So yesterday was massive gains.
JB, buy that up, man.
that's a B-Mitch salary to buy up 2,000 tickets. Yeah. That ain't a big-eared blogger, B.
So we're pacing really well. I mean, the ticket buyer these days, they love to wait until day of or, you know, day before. So we really anticipate being able to announce a sellout. I think I would be disappointed if we didn't at this point, the way things are moving. So fingers crossed, if people are listening, engaging now, there's still opportunity to come out here. It's going to be beautiful weather. It will be the Los Angeles of the Mid-Atlantic tomorrow. And
I love that.
3:30 kick. 3:30 kick. Let's go. I mean, get to College Park early. Enjoy it. The sights, the sounds, the smells. You know,
easy on the smells. I've walked around College Park lately. It doesn't exactly the smells can be quite interesting.
That's true. Except for a game day.
Tailgates, grills.
You got the grills going on early. Yeah, exactly. There's nothing like it. You guys know that.
Dude, I assume you saw this. Did you see Jaden Daniels showing some love to Malik Washington? What do you think that
means? Of course I did.
What do you think that means to the kid, the player, and then what does that mean for the program?
I think it shows how important we are. It also shows what a tight-knit community, you know, sports can be. And, you know, people support those that they believe in, and they see big things. It puts Malik in that category of must see and must support, and for Jay to do that speaks volumes about him too, and how he's assimilated into the DMV, and you know he wants to be a part of this too, and I think that's great, and that's something that you know Commanders fans can get behind, and they know they've got their guy as QB1. So it was really cool.
Oh yeah, absolutely. What is Malik like? I've met him briefly. I imagine you dealt with him and talked to him a fair amount. It seems like a great kid. He's clearly a great player.
The maturity level, JP, is off the charts. I mean, I've been around pro athletes my whole life, and you know, I haven't seen many more mature than Malik is, and he's wise beyond his years. But it was funny if you're around him for just a couple minutes, just kind of seeing how he interacts with people and sort of the questions he asks you, it's not surprising that he can command a huddle. Mm-hmm. And it's not surprising that, you know, he's got the offense humming the way it is, and he's got the belief of our coaching staff as a true freshman.
All right, man. Go Terps. Should be a fun one tomorrow. Let's get a dub over these Huskies.
Let's do it.
Hey, we got to have bragging rights over Kerwin.
That's right. Well, no, he's a Wisconsin.
That's right, Wisconsin. I forgot. I'm thinking the W.
But whatever. We need bragging rights over Kerwin regardless. Joe Booth, thank you, buddy.
Thanks, guys.
All right, man. That's our friend Joe LeBoux from the University of Maryland Athletic Department. We're giving away Terps tickets right now. Caller number 10. You can win a pair of tickets to tomorrow's game, Terps versus Huskies. Big opportunity for Maryland to go to 2-0 in the Big Ten. First time Maryland's ever hosted the Huskies. 800-636-1067. 800-636-1067. Pair of tickets for tomorrow's game to watch the Terps hopefully pummel the Huskies. Call right now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.